Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, follow me on Twitter, please, at T Tucker, WWL, 615 now. 37 degrees here in Belchase, but it will be warmer today, highs of 67 today, but then it cools off again, highs of 59 tomorrow, and Saturday and Sunday for the playoff games, 54 Saturday and breezy, sunny, highs of 57, but dry. So if you wanted to get that fire pit outside, maybe have a little outdoor, be safe tailgate party, it might lend itself to that, the weather. President Trump has been impeached for the second time. What all does that mean politically for the president, for the country, et cetera, et cetera? Sarah Niebler joins us, assistant professor of political science at Dickinson College. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming on. So the president was impeached for the second time yesterday. Is the Senate bound to have a trial? Do they have to have a trial, or can the Senate majority leader say we're not going to take that up?
They are bound to have a trial, and from what Leader McConnell has said, they are planning to do that. It's just not likely to happen in the next week before President Trump leaves office and President-elect Biden is inaugurated. So I think they will have a trial, but it probably won't be until sometime after President-elect Biden is inaugurated and placed into office, which is kind of unusual, but seems to be what the Senate is leaning toward.
It's been an unusual period in history, Sarah, you know that. When it comes to, and I don't mean to be flippant about this at all, but if the Senate does not convict the president, in essence, this is a stain on his record, becomes a footnote, not a footnote in history, but a historical fact, and he'd be free to run again in 2024 or do whatever he wanted?
Yes. So my understanding is if the Senate were to convict, they could take another vote. So to vote to convict requires a two-thirds supermajority in the Senate. And so that seems the bar is high. There are different reports out about how that might go. And so we would have to wait and see. If the Senate does convict, then they can take another vote that would bar President Trump from running in 2024 or any time in the future. But they can't take that vote until they would vote to convict. So there are a few steps between where we are now and determining whether President Trump would be allowed to run in 2024. But I think part of the reason you saw the House impeach and you will see the trial in the Senate is that the consequence for conviction for impeachment, again, this sort of two-step process, is not just removal from office, but it does have this other potential consequence, which is to disqualify somebody from ever running for federal office again.
And I think that's important because people are presuming, I think, that don't like the president, that if the Senate convicts him, he wouldn't be able to run. But there have been, I think, 21 impeachments total, including judges and so forth, in the House of Representatives. Two of them belong to President Trump. And in some cases, I think one judge was successfully impeached and convicted in the Senate, but yet they didn't pass that resolution. And he was able to, I think he's in the House of Representatives now.
Right. Yeah. I don't. So the kind of historical pieces. I don't know all of the individual cases, but I think you're right that, a lot of times once the conviction happens and the federal official is removed from office, that tends to be what most people think of as the end of the process. And just due to the timing of this impeachment and when the trial will be for President Trump's second impeachment, we are having a more robust conversation about the second part of this consequence and what it might lead to. I think there, as you said, there have been, I believe, three federal judges who were impeached, convicted, and barred from holding federal office in the future. So we do have examples of it, but a lot of them are older.
Let me take a break. When we come back, Professor, I want to talk a scenario, because politics obviously plays a huge part in all of this. And for people that think that the president is out of the woods and that the Senate wouldn't convict him, I think Mitch McConnell is very, very angry. And I'm going to lay out a scenario for you, Professor, and you can tell me if I'm making things up in my head, okay?
Sounds good.
And don't be hesitant to do that, because I often make up things in my head, but sometimes they're right. We're talking to Sarah Niebler, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Dickinson College, 620, time for traffic now, WWL. Sarah Niebler is our guest, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Dickinson College, and we're talking about President Trump being impeached yesterday for the second time by the House. And I am not advocating this. I'm just saying I could see this scenario playing out. Well, first off, let me ask you this, Professor, before I let my scenario go. What about conducting an impeachment trial, and also Joe Biden and a new administration trying to get an agenda through, et cetera? How would one hurt the other? And
yeah,
can they be done
question.
Complementarily?
That's a great question. I think so. My understanding is once the Senate starts the impeachment trial, they have to do it sort of start to finish. So I think it won't be that things are happening kind of concurrently where there's, a trial in the morning and then the Senate votes in the afternoon to seat members of the cabinet or something like that. I think you'll see them happen one first and then the other. Exactly which order that is, it remains to be seen, though.
So let me throw this at you. Mitch McConnell just elected to a new term. He'll be 84 when it ends. He's been around a long time. Chuck Schumer's been around a long time. Joe Biden's been around a long time. All three have been known to be deal makers. Mm-hmm. Chuck Schumer, I don't think, wants to spend his last term looking at the backside of, Mitch McConnell, I don't think, wants to spend his last term looking at the backside of Chuck Schumer, because the scenery doesn't really change if you're not the lead dog, right? So I would think maybe kind of like Trent Lott and Tom Daschle had worked out back in the day, there could be some kind of deal-making going on behind the scenes here where Mitch McConnell agrees to convict the president and stitch together the votes so that it protects the members that would be the most vulnerable. So he gets the votes to convict. In exchange, he gets more of a say here, more of a say there. And because they're all people of their word in terms of deal making, the Democrats get maybe favorable votes on confirmations here or there. Donald Trump winds up the big loser in this because he gets convicted, that resolution gets passed, meaning he can't run again. And mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell's goal behind this is to take the Republican Party back, because mm-hmm. nobody's going to be Donald Trump again. Whether it's Elvis mm-hmm. or Hitler or whomever you want to cite, Donald Trump is a unique individual, and there's not going to be anybody to pick up the mantle and carry his torch forward, I don't think, in terms of the Republican Party. So this way, Mitch McConnell cuts Donald Trump out of the Republican Party. He exacts some revenge because he blames the president, and I think rightfully so, for losing the Senate. Mm-hmm. He protects the party in terms of retribution because it's out of the House, and he stitches together the votes where it's not vulnerable senators. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of details to be filled in between all of that. But do you think I'm crazy or not?
I don't think you're crazy. I think there are a couple of pieces that I would pull out of that. First is just the question of, even with Mitch McConnell's endorsement of a conviction, are the votes there? And that's a big question, right? I saw somebody the other day sort of lay out scenarios of who would be the first couple of senators that would be likely to vote to convict. Then if we add the leadership to that, if we add people who are retiring to that, you know, how can we get to the 17 Republicans that would be needed to convict? So I think there's certainly scenarios out there that allow the Republicans to get to that 17 senator threshold, assuming that all of the Democratic senators would vote to convict, which I think is probably a pretty solid assumption. I think the other piece that I would pull out from what you said, Tommy, is that there is a pretty sizable disconnect between views of Donald Trump among voters and views of Donald Trump in Republican leadership, particularly in the Senate. And you saw a little bit of that play out last week on January 6th after the insurrection was over and the Senate resumed and the House resumed their certification of the Electoral College vote. In the House of Representatives, we saw a lot of Republicans still vote even after the violence in the Capitol. We still saw a lot of Republican House members vote to overturn some of those state election results. And we saw many, many fewer senators in that camp. So even though there were, you know, just 10 Republicans in the House yesterday that voted to impeach, I do think you could see a larger percentage of senators in the trial vote to convict. So again, there is this sort of disconnect between what people in the mass public think about Donald Trump right now and what Republican leaders, particularly in the Senate, think about Donald Trump right now. And that's what we'll watch play out over the next few weeks.
I think it's a good deal. If I was Mitch McConnell, I'd take it. But we'll see. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Professor Sarah
Thank
Niebuhr.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Assistant Professor of Political Science at Dickinson College. We'll have to see how that plays out. But it depends on how steamed Mitch McConnell is, if he can stitch the votes together where he would protect the most vulnerable Republican members of the Senate, so that they didn't have to face election for 4 or 6 years if the numbers are there. And then Mitch McConnell retains a lot of his power that he had as a majority leader, because I think this is his last term as well. But we'll see. Coming up, we'll talk to Deuce McAllister about the Saints game. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.